This week on Tower Dive.
Fast and si Furious.
Nasty what you did there.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Tower Dive. I, of course, am your host, Captain Hooks, and with me, as always, is Pan the Mein Kampf Man.
Oh, hey, whoa.
Pan, hey, Pan.
No.
If you were gonna quote, if you were gonna use a quote from somebody in some sort of important thing, I don't even know what the hell to call it. Who would you least maybe use? Who's the least controversial person you'd want to use?
Or least controversial.
Not least, excuse me. Least, the most. Who wouldn't you want to use a quote from?
That's a tough one.
Who would you think it'd be bad juju to use?
It might be bad to quote, I don't know, Hitler.
That's a safe one.
Just throwing that out there.
Just throw some shit up on the wall, see if it sticks. Yeah, apparently Riot Games disagrees with you. When they were coming up with the concept of Leona.
The new concept.
Yeah, her new Mount Targon lore that they're changing. Yeah. Apparently part of this lore is making her a leader of, you know, the Nazis.
Oh.
It's because she's quoting Hitler.
Oh, she does call down that sunbeam with her right hand.
Yeah, so. Well, because apparently the quote was, if you would shine like a sun, first you must burn like one.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good quote.
Solid quote. I mean, listen, you know, Hitler was a really quotable guy.
Yeah.
You know, for what it's worth.
Do you think that should have ended with comma? And then the continuation is, you know, like the Jews.
Exactly, yeah. The problem is his most famous quote is, murder the Jews! You don't want to quote a guy who's noted as wanting to murder an entire race of people.
It kind of sullies all the other quotable, potent quotable.
Potent potables, yeah. It does put a bit of a wet rag on it, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So yeah, Riot Games, get your shit together. Don't quote Hitler.
You know, those kind of things happen.
And also, wait a minute, isn't Leona's like design after one of the developers' wives?
Physical design, though.
No, I understand that.
Yeah. No, she's not. She's probably.
I'm pretty sure she's not part of the SS. No, I get that part of it. I just mean it's like, why would you? You do a little extra work to make sure it's not
your wife doesn't wind up a Nazi.
You know, a Nazi poster person. You know, the visage of your wife is now associated with Nazism. Not a good thing. Not a good thing.
Yeah, that's something that's going to start popping up in Google that you really don't want to.
I really want to know if Richard Lewis got a hold of that. It's not a big story. It's not like it's a big deal.
Not news.
Yamato Cannon was the one who actually, you know, cracked that case.
Well, look, if here's the way I see it. If future President Donald Trump is allowed to quote Mussolini and get away with it, I think it's fine, you know? Then it's fine.
I don't know about that.
Right.
I don't think it puts you in good company.
No, I think so, because he's going to be king of the world.
He's a jackass. I don't have any clever things to say about that.
Leona, she's going to be huge.
She's going to hate the Jews. I can't wait to see what they have in store for Pantheon.
Oops.
Wow. Oops. Yeah. It's gonna be like he's like the butcher of Prague.
Oh yeah, or you know some type of Civil War Southern general,
right? He has some sort of slave owner. Yeah. Oh god, yeah. And then Diana will just be some sort of French leader repressing her people, oppressing her people. Not, I don't think she was causing them to have to wear long dresses and stuff. Like sexually repressed people.
Well, maybe.
I don't know. Maybe that's part of it. Maybe she's oppression by repression.
Lenari, they seem like a very conservative, high-necked dress group. You know, they got the necks all the way up to here and the big billowy cuffs.
The dinosaur necks.
And it's real sexy when they show off an ankle.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Give me that sweet, sweet ankle. Yeah. Love it. Shit. Loving it.
That ankle nut.
Oh, man. Love it. So what's going on, buddy? How's tricks?
It's good.
How's your league game going?
Pretty good. I won a couple solo or dynamic queue games. I won a couple.
Yeah. We need the solo queue.
I need it bad.
I need it.
Guys. Like I don't know. You know, when dynamic queue first came out, I thought it was going to be great. All the best stuff of team builder, all the best stuff of solo queue, one queue, it's ranked.
It actually turns out to be all of the worst things of those.
My personal experience has been pretty terrible.
Pretty middling at best. Yeah. Like, at best, it's mediocre. At worst, it's the worst experience of my whole life.
I started off by getting demoted 5 divisions, you know, going from gold 5 to silver 5 during my placement matches. And then lately, I'm either getting placed with, you know, the most...
People I play with. The people I play with.
Yeah, the people with the biggest clown shoes. I don't know. They just, they're
welcome to my world.
Or the other team just has like 3 diamond smurfs. I don't know what that is.
Or I'm playing against Fnatic.
Like, for example, you know, queued up for a game today. I got support, you know, no surprise there. And then the person that has ADC locks in Lulu. I'm like, oh, okay, maybe she's going to trade with somebody. Nope. Cause, you know, nope.
AD carry Lulu.
Lulu AD carry. Duh. And everyone's like, oh, yeah. Fuck. Yeah. You know what? Every other lane did great. Jungle did great.
Doesn't matter. Great. Doesn't matter. Sometimes nope. Something's AD too heavy. Something's too heavy to carry.
Yeah. I feel like the 30-30-40 rule that dictates league statistics has been skewed slightly to the 60-40 rule to where it's both losses.
Yeah, I don't know. No, I'm not loving...
And that's all anecdotal, but still.
I'm not... Yeah, well, I mean, you know, I'm sure there'd be 100 people who are like, oh, I've had my experience in Dynamic Queue, it's been fantastic.
Yeah.
I mean, mine has been very, very up and down. I've had some games that weren't the worst thing in the world, and I have other games where, like, we'll be playing, and things will be going pretty good, and then my team will focus on doing stuff that's not important. Like, for example, when there are objectives to be taken, but 3 people go off and chase the support to kill him.
Yeah, you have to.
It's like, dude, that guy is worth 9 gold, man.
Maybe like, 9.5.
Is that really? There's 2 towers. We could have taken a tower and a dragon, and fine, it, you know, it's the second or third dragon. It's not that important. You know what it's more important than? Killing their stupid support.
Yeah.
Oh, look at him. You guys ran in and died. Good job.
The big thing I've been finding is everything falls apart mid-game.
Oh, yeah.
And every
even every when you think you're stomping. Time. Even when you think you're stomping. And you are stomping statistically. You're like, ugh, oh, an 8,000 gold lead. You were, you know, 5 towers to 1. We got 2 dragons. Cruise control. We got this. Just keep going. Yeah. Nope, wheels fall off.
Yeah. Here's what I think is happening. So because you're having more groups... You know, like you have 2 duos and 2 duos and then 1 solo guy.
Right.
You have 2 duos that are listening to each other.
Mm-hmm.
Another 2 duos that are only listening to each other. And you have that one guy that's just trying to...
Going rogue.
You know, he's fucking... Well, he's either going rogue or he's trying to follow the pack. But there's no fucking pack to follow. Right? You just have, you know, 5
that's
assholes...
That's because nobody groups.
...bumping into each other. It's the most ridiculous thing.
Looks like a group of monkeys trying to fuck a coconut.
Fuck a doorknob.
Bunch of retards fucking a doorknob. Not good. It's a bad scene.
It's frustrating.
I agree. Dude, yeah. I'm right there with you. Like I said, I mean, it's just, you know, you're like, okay, we got, everything is going our way. And it's like one team fight and it's an ace and then the wheels fall off because everyone goes on tilt then.
Oh my God.
And you're left as that John Travolta meme where you're just, you know.
Yeah. And you're just there, you know?
All of a sudden, you're looking around. I don't know where the hell everyone is. You know, one guy's in top lane, one guy's in bottom lane. There's a 5-on-3 mid lane. The 3 people die. The one guy in top lane dies. The one guy in bottom lane dies. And then you lose the game. You're just like, what the fuck just happened?
But, you know, that split push turned out real well. You got a whole tower out.
Oh, yeah, dude, definitely. You got that split push to get the first the level.
The outer tower.
The outer tower in top lane. Thanks, definitely was good when they were on our inhibitor. It's yeah, like, good job.
Totally worth.
Good job, Fiora. Way to pay attention to the flow of the game.
Very helpful.
That was good, very good of you. Thank you for, yeah. Or when somebody teleports like into their base when they're about to get inhib baited because you managed to get the, you know, you're like, oh, we got minions in there. And then, I died. At least I was trying to make plays. I don't even care. Fuck you, dude. I like that response to stuff. When I'm like, hey, we could use you here. Fuck you, dude. I don't even care. Well, why are you even playing? If you don't care, why are you playing ranked? Ranked is the only place where you should actually care.
That's what I'm running into a lot of people that really don't care. Yeah.
Here's the thing.
Ranked.
Because it's
still important.
Because Dynamic Queue, because Team Builder is gone, and Dynamic Queue has replaced Team Builder, but there's no, like, Dynamic Normal.
There is.
Well, I mean, or you know what I mean. I'm just saying, because there is... There's no reason to play normal anymore, really, when you think about it.
Yeah, that's it.
There's no reason to play normals anymore. Yeah. You just play dynamic. So all the people that were playing Team Builder normal mode are just playing dynamic queue ranked, and they don't care.
With their friends.
Yeah, with their friends. They don't care.
They don't care about their ranked, but their friends care about their ranked. Yeah, you know, it doesn't matter.
A little bit. Their friends care a little bit.
Yeah.
But not enough that it makes a difference. But it's just like... So you have these people who haven't cared about their rank in forever.
Ever.
And they're getting in these games and they're playing stupid champions or they're just playing stupid and they just don't give a shit. And it's like, I don't care if I fuck up your game. I'm not feeding, I'm not doing anything wrong. Yeah. I'm just not, you know, I don't want to call it tryharding because tryharding indicates, you know, playing this game to win is not tryharding.
Tryharding is a state of mind.
I feel like that's getting muddled into this desire to win in solo queue or dynamic queue is that people are, oh, you're tryhard. No, I'm not a tryhard. It's just I like to win. Right. There's a difference.
You're a tryhard when you try to win so hard that it stops being fun for everyone.
You're a tryhard when you try to win in shit that doesn't matter. Like when you're playing ARAM and you're try hard and you're fucking like,
you're raging.
Yeah, you know? And you're getting angry because
they got Nidalee.
Yeah, you know, or you're fucking pissed off because we got, you know, your team got aced in a stupid fight in the middle in that one lane.
Yeah,
and it's
you're
ARAM.
Taking something fun and you're trying to make it nice.
Like, I have no problem with people tryharding in a ranked situation. Because you want to know what? I'd much rather you try hard than not try.
Yeah, but don't fucking get all salty at me, you know, because I'm trying to clear the ward, and then you fucking die trying to solo Baron. Don't blame me for
also
that. That's
when,
on you.
Also, when I'm jungling, and I'm taking Raptors, or I'm taking Krugs, or I'm taking Gromp, and I have him almost dead, and you walk by and you see me doing it, and you auto-attack it to take it from me, you don't do that. Don't do that, Annie, you fucking asshole.
That's a dick move.
It is. Happened to me 3 times in one game. We had an Annie mid lane. I'm taking it. I'm like, you fucking bitch. So every time she went for go blue buff, I was doing blue buff. Every time she tried to get it, I would just purposefully smite it, even though there were 3 people there, just to take it from her.
You should, like, try and ping her over.
I was. She'd be like, I want blue buff. It's like, okay. Nope.
Never mind. Sorry. Like, I wanted those Krugs earlier.
Then I'm like, all right, hey, let's go steal their blue buff. Okay, cool. Nope, I'm going to take 2 blue buffs. I don't even
refreshed.
Care. Yeah, I'm sorry. But you just got that blue buff 10 seconds ago. Whatever. Fuck you. I don't care.
I don't even use mana.
I don't even want you to have this. I'm going to die purposefully just so somebody else can get it. Take that. Suck my dick. Next time, don't take my wolves. I'm vindictive. I'm that guy. I'm not tryharding. I'm just mean.
Just be nice to the players.
Yeah, exactly. Just
try to win.
Try hard, try hard, but try hard to have fun. That's life advice. It's life advice.
It's been getting tough.
It is getting tough.
Although I have found that my my ringer, like my champion that I got to play if I want to win.
Oh, I thought you meant me.
No, you're the worst. I think you're more of an anchor around my neck.
Oh, please.
Things albatrosses.
If anything, you are the heavy motherfucker. You are the princess, I am the pea. You are sitting on me.
You are the pea. You're just pea. You're just a piss stain on everybody's game.
No, I said the pea, not pea.
You're pea.
You're
the pea puddle on the mattresses.
You're a fat princess that's too heavy and can't get out of fucking bed.
Yeah.
You fat bitch.
It's been Corki, actually.
Well, because he's strong, although he's not as strong.
Terrible with Corki. No, he's been nerfed recently.
Yeah, I know. I said he's still pretty strong, but not nearly as strong.
Just been playing Corki lately. It's been doing good.
There you go.
Yeah. So, yeah. I'm glad I got that off my chest.
Does he feel better now? That was cathartic, right? Oh, my God.
Kind of ruined my whole weekend, you know? Just feeling pretty shitty.
Feeling blue?
Feeling good now.
Feeling good now.
Got a couple wins. There you go. Got to talk about it.
Browns 3, here you come.
Yeah, you know what? I was getting kind of close, I thought, to getting knocked down from silver.
I was waiting to see you. I feel like I was going to see you passing in like two ships in the night. I'm going up. You're coming back. Hey, was that Pan? I think I just saw Pan. Nah, I couldn't be. He's in gold 5.
No way.
I look on and you're in fucking Zaline's buttholes, bronze 4. Man, life is tough.
Yeah. Needless to say, I can't wait for actual Solokium.
Yeah, I think that's what a lot of people have sort of now. Because, although the people are like, I played 400 games of ranked. How? Why?
What? I mean, they want, you know what? They got their season rewards out of the way. You know, that's good.
I guess.
Good for them. They got it. That's all I want. You know, I just want to get in a spot where I get the season rewards. I can stop playing ranked forever.
Right, so it's just quit. It's done. Dunzo. But they're gonna be, what, is there going to be now different season rewards for dynamic and regular?
I don't think so. I would hope not.
It'd be hell. It'd be terrible.
Yeah. Oh, did you get your Dominion icon?
I did.
Yeah. We cut our teeth on Dominion.
Hell yeah, we did. Back when people played Dominion.
Yeah, before it was just bots.
And fucking dumbasses. Now here's the thing. Here's the thing I laugh about. When everyone was like, "Oh no, Dominion! No, how can you get rid of Dominion? Because you don't play it. That's why they're getting rid of Dominion."
Yeah. Yeah, that's why.
Yeah.
And it's also not that fun.
It wasn't fun. It used to be fun, and then it stopped being fun. And then they stopped caring about it, because they stopped worrying about the champions that were OP in Dominion.
A meta developed around it, and then it stopped being fun.
Yeah, and then the game stopped being... Exactly.
It's like what happens when they leave Poro King on too long, or when they leave Earth Mode on too long.
Or when they make any new game mode that isn't Poro King, because that's the only fun one.
It's so much fun. I love
Poro King's the only fun one. They can leave that one on all day. I don't care. I enjoy that.
I like the first week of Earth.
I don't like Earth at all.
Yeah, first 2 days.
I don't like the first match, and then I get bored, and I'm over it. One match of Earth, this is great, and then it's like, oh, wait, never mind. I forgot why I hate this.
Yeah.
Ultimate retard.
Ultimate retard fire.
Yeah, that's what it is. Earth mode, and then there was, what was that other one? Oh, the Shurima one was the worst thing ever. Anyone who says that they like the Shurima event, you're a fucking asshole. Yeah, and a liar. You didn't like it. Nobody liked it. It was the worst thing ever. It was so not fun.
It was pretty bad.
Yeah. I don't even know what the other events are, but I know that this Mount Targon thing, they're just doing this. And here's okay. I kind of have an issue with this, and I'm going to present it to you and let me know when.
We've been pretty vocal about our distaste for lore. Elaborate lore.
We're not lore dorks. And listen, if you're a lore dork, more power to you. I'm dorky in my own sense. I like certain things a certain way, and that's fine. I don't want lore in my PvP game because it doesn't matter. It doesn't have a place because it doesn't have a purpose.
Like having a backstory to the guys that play Counter-Strike, you know?
Exactly, the terrorists.
Comes from what was a broken home, and that's why he joined up.
What's my terrorist's motivation? Terrorism, that's your motivation. Yeah. Blowing shit up, man. Fuck that.
Defusing the bomb.
Yeah, so okay. So this actually ties into the whole Dominion thing. So Dominion, forgotten, you know, pushed under the rug, left to die on its own for so long. Now, every time there's a new event, there's a new thing, they make a game mode to kind of go along with it, sort of, right?
Sure.
Because they're shoveling lore down our throats.
Yes.
Yeah, so now, are they... Now, here's the thing. They're shoveling... The only reason they're shoveling lore down our throats is to push their new game modes. To really call it what it is.
You think that's it?
I can't see any other... At least that puts a purpose to lore.
Yeah.
But it's just to shovel game modes down our throat. Now, here is my caveat with it. Fine, Dominion ran its course, but you couldn't have figured out a way to fix Dominion and put an event around it? Because there are people that liked it, and sure, again, it was a mode that was fucking completely just left to die on its own. But instead of giving me Shurima Desert, instead of giving me fucking Pirates of the Caribbean, instead of giving me the ice event...
The Pirates event was kind of cool with Butcher's Bridge. I dug that one.
Eh.
Mostly because of the pirate music that played during.
Yeah, the music was fine. But I'm saying, like, the game where you had to pick up all the stupid coins and shit. Like, you know, yeah, that was dumb. I liked it. I know you did. I didn't like it. But the point is that they create all these lore events so that people salivate over them, but then they, you know, play all these dumb modes. Why couldn't they have attempted to fix Dominion with such an event? Why is it deemed unfixable when you have all these other dumb modes that all these other dumb champions you can't play, and they fucking disable them because you're not going to try and balance an entire mode around one or two dumb champions, i.e. Earth mode, when you can't play certain champions?
So why is Dominion at fault?
Please, I would love to hear this because I literally don't know.
Nobody at Riot actually cared about Dominion,
and that's fine. But the thing is then don't come out and be like, oh well, Dominion became difficult to do and this and that. Don't bullshit. Be like, we don't fucking care about Dominion.
Bullshit though.
I understand, no, but say, but you want to
have a games company be like, yeah, we don't fucking care about this game mode.
Well, the thing is that actions speak louder than words, and you can say that, but you clearly don't give a shit about it because you left it in fucking limbo for 3 years, where you didn't even do anything about it.
It was dumb.
I agree, and Riot even, you know, they send out surveys where they're like, you know, where they ask people, do they like the shorter, you know, maybe month-long, like, you know, sprints of different game modes as opposed to having just another type of game, you know, where Dominion was, like, supposed to be side-by-side. But the thing is like, even Twisted Tree Line is now starting to fall by the wayside.
Yeah.
Nobody plays threes.
They don't balance champions around.
And that's fine, you don't balance champions, but try and make something to keep it interesting. And there's no more team shit.
Yeah, I kind of feel bad about that one because they did a whole new map, you know, for it, right?
Yeah.
They did, like, a lot of work for Twisted Tree Line.
Well, yeah.
And it's still not very good.
No. And the thing is...
It's too many champions. You know, you can't... And then if you start to balance champions for specific game modes, it becomes very difficult to track those changes between...
Well, that's why they create... That's why they have different items in different modes, which is fine.
Yeah, it just becomes difficult because, you know, if a character is playing one way in one game mode but a different way in a different game mode, then it just becomes unintuitive for the player.
I guess.
That's,
I don't know.
That's an issue. It's not the only issue.
I also think that while dynamic queue I enjoy and I think is good, I think there not being any more team ranked is silly.
Why? Team ranked is just dynamic queue.
I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. If you queue up as 5-man pre-made, you're going to be paired. I mean, for the majority of league players, if you queue up as a 5-man pre-made, you're going to be matched up against a 5-man pre-made for the most part. It's not 100%, especially not if you're in Master or Challenger.
I guess. I don't know. I miss it. I kind of miss having that differentiation. I know you don't.
I think it stressed us out.
I don't think it stressed me out. I enjoyed that more than solo.
No.
I enjoyed playing with... you know, against other teams, just like that. Although the issue with that was that there's so many things. You could do an entire show on just complaining. Not about things we missed, but complaining about how things were handled. Because the ranking system in teams was just a disaster. Because you'd be like, all right, we're a team that's in Silver 5, and you're playing against another team that's in Silver 5, except they're all Diamond 1.
Yeah.
And you're just like, what?
I think that's a problem that dynamic queue kind of fixes, though.
A bit.
Right?
Because I guess.
Because you can't have players with that big of a disparity.
I guess. I don't know. We haven't really tried it that way, but I mean...
If we're going to, you know, talk about it, might as well look at the pros and cons.
No, I know, and I'm not all negative. Yeah. I'm not all glass half empty type shit. I'm just mostly glass half empty.
Yeah. Glass two-thirds full.
Someone has to be the negative to your retarded positive.
It's not retarded.
I'm so
optimist. Glowingly
optimism. There's a fine line between being an optimist and being retarded.
I think I skirt that line quite
well. I don't think you do at all. I think you're pretty far to the retarded side. But occasionally you reach your hand up and you just get your fingertips over to the optimist.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, hey, look.
Down here. You know, we have balloons.
We have balloons and pretty colors.
They all float down here.
Yep. That's how it goes. So, moving right along from this and shit that made us feel bad. So last week during the EU LCS, everyone kind of got smacked in the face with, I guess we'll call it some bad news, with Forgiven being conscripted into the Greek military, which I didn't even know existed for the first part.
The Greeks had a military. Do you think they're still using
spears,
bronze swords?
And the phalanx? Yeah. I would hope so. Although, here's the thing. Do you really want Forgiven to be part of that? That wiry, big-headed little kid. Like, he's just like he's skinny and he's a giant head. Is he really going to be good for any of that?
Seems like most kids that are in basic training for the military. Although I'm basing that solely on Full Metal Jacket. Like, I don't have any.
That was the 70s, though. That doesn't count.
Has it changed? I don't know.
I hope. but for real, though. Like, first of all, when he announced it, I don't even know who's interviewing him. I forget who was doing the interview for
Pulse?
Was it Pulse?
It's one of the newer guys.
Yeah.
I think it's Pulse.
We'll say Pulse. Blindsided by it.
Yeah.
And didn't know what to do. And no. I feel kind of bad for him in that. He was like,
he's been catching a lot of crap for it, too. Like, I don't think that's warranted at all.
No. You know what, man? If that's like, I'm trying to be professional.
Yeah.
You know, because even Shox chimed in about it. She's like, well, when Dyrus retired and, you know, he was speaking to the fans, I just let him do his thing. But you knew beforehand.
Yeah, you were prepared.
And that's what she was saying. She's like, I knew beforehand what I was getting into. She's like, I knew Dyrus was retiring and I knew I had the interview.
Yeah.
He had no fucking clue.
He didn't know that. He doesn't know anything about, you know, Forgiven's culture. Like, maybe this could have been a big honor for him. You can't say, oh, I'm sorry. Maybe that's offensive, you know? You can't say, ooh, that sucks. Well, maybe that's offensive.
There's well, I don't think I'd ever say, ooh, that sucks. That'd be the worst thing to
say.
That
sucks.
Well, I'm glad my coach is not stupid.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. But, so, I legitimately, for a guy who I don't often feel bad for, who has more self-inflicted wounds than most in League of Legends.
It's all self-inflicted, right?
Yeah.
Like every single one.
Well, no, not that one. Actually, the only one was when he wasn't able to play in the LCS because he didn't want to play with, like, the Copenhagen Wolves or something, and they owned him. They owned him, and he didn't want to play for them. That's not still, really self-inflicted.
Still kind of his fault.
That's more of a 50-50 thing. I'll say 50-50 on that one. But this is completely not his fault. Unless you call being Greek his fault.
Yeah, you can't
Which,
call him.
Yeah. So it's
you
totally
call Greece for that. How dare Greece?
Although, I mean, Korea does it. Israel does it.
Yeah. Yeah.
A lot of countries do that.
No, I know. It sucks. It's not that big of a deal.
No, it's not that it's shitty though, because this is like the first time he's actually happy.
Yeah.
And he's doing well, and his team is doing well, and he has a legit chance. I mean, H2K, I think, is a team that can actually, like, you know, win a game at Worlds. I'm not going to say they're going to win Worlds.
A game.
Yeah, win a game.
Uh-huh.
It definitely kind of sucks, and I know probably when they interviewed him about it, he was like, on the second day, on Friday, they interviewed probably about it, and he was like, well, I have known for exactly 28 hours now. He said, so I don't know what to say. He's like, we've been working on it for about 28 hours. He's like, unfortunately, now it's the weekend, so nothing's going to get done. So hopefully we hear something on Monday and we have more information. And
trying to get a forbearance or a delay or something.
Yeah, I mean, your argument could be, is he really going to do your military any good?
Because there are ways around conscription.
Apparently, one of the ways somebody said, somebody was talking about it on Reddit, and they were saying that you could just kind of apply for any kind of community college.
Yeah.
And just not go.
Right.
But as long as you're in college, they can't take you.
Right. Although, was that specifically for Greece, or is that for the U.S.?
No, as long as you're enrolled in college in Greece.
Yeah.
Not in Greece, but, like, you know, as long as you're enrolled somewhere.
There was one guy that did, like, a big thread about how we should be emailing ambassadors.
Yeah, that thread got taken down, because that's a call to action, and it's against the League of Legends subreddit rules.
And dumb.
It's also dumb.
You think any military bureaucrat is
gives a shit what a bunch of nerds think.
Oh yeah, he has to play League of Legends. No, I'm sorry.
Although he might, although right now, Forgiven might be the best thing that Greece has going for them currently.
He probably has like the highest income of any individual from Greece.
Yeah, he probably. He's also probably. I mean, you know, let's be fair. Not a lot to
he's
be excited.
He's the only Greek that has to pay. Greek that has to pay taxes.
He's paying taxes for the whole country. He's, you know, he's not exactly up against too many well liked people.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, you know, after, like, after Forgiven, the next most liked thing in Greece is probably, like, the, you know.
Yeah.
That's it.
The good thing is H2K is owned by a law firm, so there might be some resources they have that they can
One
have.
Would hope that that was, you know, it's you finally know? Their time to shine.
So someone at that office is Googling
Greek
conscription,
conscription law. Yeah.
And, like, but conscription was misspelled.
Right, conscription. Not a good start. Not a good start. But I mean,
it sucks.
It does suck. Right? And I don't know what's going to happen. You know, we don't know what's going to happen, obviously. There's a chance he can.
One of two things is going to happen.
Well,
one,
yeah.
He goes back to Greece. Two, he stays and plays in the LCS.
I mean, there's three. He could kill himself.
Oh, yeah, but that, we don't
want to. We don't want that.
That's dark.
Well, don't say that there's only two choices. There's
there
not.
There are two choices.
There's one. There's a third way out. The toilet flush. Listen, there's always a plan C. Unfortunately, nobody ever wants to use plan C.
Gross.
Or fortunately, people don't want to use, I guess, the why they don't use. But regardless, so he's either going to be an unhappy military man for the next 9 months.
Is it only 9 months?
Yeah, it's 9 months.
That's it?
Mm-hmm.
He can come back after 9 months.
Yeah, but then he'll be like a year older.
He took a year off last year. He played Heroes of the Storm.
He didn't take a year off.
Took probably 9 months off.
I don't know. But whatever. He, I feel bad.
I thought it was 2 years.
No, it's 9 months.
9 months? Are you kidding?
Months.
That's so dumb. Just go do it. Just go do it, get injured, and then get discharged.
The problem is that he's having such a good season. He's such a strong team.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you can't, you know, you can't always recreate that. When you get that, when you go that far. The thing is, yes, he left League of Legends, but was playing Heroes of the Storm. He was at least keeping his skill set sharp.
Right.
In a sense, excuse me. And you know, going in the military ain't going to play a lot of, you know, you can be playing a lot of League of Legends in the Greek military.
I don't know what the protocols are there. Maybe he gets a little free time. You know? I don't know what
I don't know how much you get in, like, because it's just basic training, basically.
What's the ping to Greece?
Probably not that good. I don't know. I feel bad for him because he was. That was probably the first real emotion you've ever seen out of Forgiven ever.
Besides anger.
Besides, well, yeah, and just smarmy jerk offness. Yeah, but that was, he was, and the things he was saying, like, that made me feel bad when he was just like, you know, if this is the second time it's being taken away from me.
When was the first time?
The Copenhagen Wolves situation.
Didn't get taken away from him.
He did because they wouldn't. He didn't want to play for them and they wouldn't let him out of his contract. So it was taken away from him.
Right, ironclad LCS.
The opportunity. Well, remember, this is going back a couple of years. It was probably a piece of shit written in crayon.
Yeah, even easier to get out of.
No, because they didn't know about lawyers then.
Fucking use a little whiteout on the original contract. Oh, right. Good.
Fucking written in crayon. My name isn't even spelled right. So I shouldn't even have to worry about this. This isn't even me.
It's not even me.
You named me Carl. This is my name.
Who the F is Carl?
I can't spell your fucking name. Your name is Carl. Shut up and sign. God damn it. Which brings me to my next point. Since this is going to kind of flow on from Forgiven. To this Team Huma situation. I don't know if it's Huma or Huma. I'm not sure.
Puma?
It's Duma. It's definitely not with a Puma. It's
Duma.
Definitely
Duma.
Okay, so yeah, so Team Huma. Now, when they were formed, it was like, I don't want to call it a super team because they're not good enough to be a super team. But they were a group of pretty.
It kind of ended the way super teams usually end.
Oh so. Yeah, it was so. This team was put together with, excuse me, Santorin, and. Je suis Cass, who played for the Copenhagen Wolves last season.
What a dumb name.
They had Godbro.
That's also a dumb name.
Okay.
Sorry.
That's don't apologize to me. I don't give a crap. Holy Phoenix.
It's a dumb name.
And in one other,
I'm already picking up what's wrong.
And
with
and in one other guy. It might have been Whirlib, but
so and so.
It might have been Whirlib. It might have been somebody else. I don't. The ugly one. So yeah. So this team owned by this dude. What's his name? I have it written down here. Bedad Jafarian. First of all, you're named after the almost villain of Aladdin. Bad start.
The actual villain.
Well, no, his name is almost the villain.
Oh, yeah.
It's Jafarian, not just Jafar. Yeah, it was Whirlib.
He's like a race descendant from Jafar.
Yeah, right. But the team has put together, you know, Dentist was their manager. Cubs was their coach. They had a good analyst. You know, it was a team that was like, oh, look, this team is built to make an impact in the challenger scene. And they qualified. They fucking steamrolled in it. It was essentially this really, really well put together young team. And then the inevitable happened. Money
Somebody
problems.
Got oh, okay. Yeah, well, money problems.
So the team owner, this guy Jafarian, you know, is now, like, the contracts that these players all signed had them getting paid on the first of the month. So in December, they were 19 days late on the payment. Okay. In January, same situation, super late on payments. Now, the owner was kind of a fuckwad. He hired Nicole Manning, who used to be the general manager of, or work with, Team Coast.
Oh, so Sterling reputation.
Solid reputation, yeah. So she used to work at Team Coast and some other teams. Also was fucking the owner at the time. They hired her.
Drawing a salary? You think they paid her on time?
Probably. She's probably the reason why the players weren't getting paid. So anyway, so this chick is the general manager, and she guarantees nothing short of just saying, guaranteeing you that you're going to have at least $300,000 in sponsors in a year. So it's like, oh, well then, fucking, man, we're going to Sizzler tonight, man. Everybody's paychecks are getting paid. We're going to fucking make it rain, go into the strip club, win in league, you know, fucking life is good. Life is good. No, it's not. Life is bad, as it always happens with these non-existent organizations that are run by people that have no idea what the fuck they're doing. Like I said, payments were missed. Shit was, you know, the team is like, we're not getting paid. This is a problem. You were told in our contracts, this is when we're getting paid. We're not getting paid. So he shows them his bank account. Like, look, I have money. This isn't a problem. Don't worry about it. I'm getting this stuff taken care of. Well, apparently he showed them his father's bank account because they have the same name. Solid move. This is the guy you want owning your team. Yeah. This is the kid whose parents died and left him, you know, like $200,000, and he went through it in 6 weeks.
Buying, you know, an LCS team.
Yeah, buying an LCS team and a Ferrari.
Yeah.
Forgets that he has to pay insurance on the Ferrari, though. Whoops. No one told him that. No one told him that. That's why you don't let jackasses like this do it. So the guy runs... this guy runs out of fucking money. or is running out of money. Or nobody really even knows. But he's not paying anybody. And people are leaving the team or wanting to leave the team or complaining that they're not getting paid. So then he's like, all right, well, you know what? I'm going to get everyone paid. Don't worry. I got this taken care of. Dentist, you're pretty much going to handle everything that's going on right now. Now, Dentist is like, oh, okay. He's like, I need you. We're going to boot camp in Germany. We're going to boot camp in Berlin. Get the team there. You know, find a place for this much money. This is your allocation, and find it. So Dentist is like, okay, I'll go to Berlin and find us a fucking place to boot camp. So he does. And he finds this great place that other teams were like, wow, that's really impressive that you did that. For that price? That's fucking phenomenal. This place is dope. Good job. So he comes back and Jafarian's like, nah, dude, I can't pay this. What are you, nuts? I'm not paying for this. He's like, what?
Budget.
You told me to find this. Nah, we're not doing that. Okay. Fuck it. So then Holy Phoenix... he has visa issues. So Dentist, who's never done anything with visa issues before, is the one handling it because Jafarian can't afford to pay lawyers to handle it. So dentist is handling it. That's the guy you want handling it. The guy who's never done anything with visas. So he has to basically promise that once Holy Phoenix is done, he's going to return to Turkey, which essentially really just amounted to they needed to buy him a fucking plane ticket home.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they didn't do that because they couldn't afford it, to the point where Holy Phoenix had to ask his parents to buy him the fucking ticket.
God. Why doesn't Jafari and ask his dad to pay the ticket? Apparently he has tons of money.
Yeah, he's got plenty of money. So this guy is a disaster. This team is a disaster. Nicole Manning, who, like I said, was fucking the owner, is gone. She leaves the team before the end of the year.
Mm-hmm. She cut and run, man.
Doesn't fucking net them a cent of sponsorship money. Right. So, nothing. So, they have nothing.
Now, I'm wondering who conned who. Did Jafarian con all everybody. The players?
He conned everybody.
Or did he once have money and then Dentist took it all?
Yeah, well, he blames Dentist on everything.
No, I'm just kidding.
And Dentist is like, you can blame him for whatever you want. I have logs of everything.
Yeah.
I'm paraphrasing everything, by the way. But he has logs, and he posted it, and he's like, you know, every conversation I had about important stuff, I have a log of. Because Jafarian is accusing him of all of this shit, of tanking the team and stuff. So at the point where Jafarian actually attempted to get out of this, he tried to get out of esports entirely and sell the team, to which Complexity even stepped forward as like, we'll buy them. We'll pay you $60,000 for this team.
Done.
Nope.
Let's sell this piece of shit.
Nope.
Get out.
Denied. Complexity comes back with another offer. More money. Nah. I'm not selling for anything less than 200,000 euros. Get the fuck out of here.
For a challenger team.
For a challenger team that players that haven't been paid.
Yeah.
And now, so he's like, no, I'm not selling the team. We're not selling the team. We'll be fine. We'll be fine. Don't worry about it. I have money. We'll be fine. Except we're going to fucking get rid of all of our players. We're going to try and sell some of our higher priced players. So who's top of that list? Santorin gets sold to Team Ember.
Oh, he's probably going to do well on Team Ember.
I'm sure he will. He's a very good player.
That's an actual organization.
Yeah, he's a very good player, and they sold him off. But even before that, Jafarian even was asking Chris Badawi if he wanted to invest in the team to cover half of their expenses.
That's probably not going to happen.
And Badawi didn't say anything. He didn't say no, but he didn't say yes. Apparently the deal was still on the table. I have to assume with the loss of Santorin that it's not on the table anymore. No. That hasn't been explored since then. But you lose probably your best player. I'm going to say he's not. Chris Badawi didn't seem like a stupid guy.
No.
He seems
smart enough to not get involved with somebody like
that. He also seems to care a lot about the players that he gets involved with, and I don't think would get involved with a guy who clearly does not care, you know, about anything other than himself.
Blech.
So it is a sordid, sordid, disgusting situation. And so now Riot is just now getting involved with the situation. Okay. They looked at the, apparently months ago they had looked at the contracts and said that Huma had to rewrite them because they didn't fit their criteria.
Yeah.
So they were rewriting their contracts. So now the whole team is under investigation by Riot to see what's going to happen, to see basically if these players have to play out the rest of their contracts.
Right.
Now, here's the problem that I have. This is that the fact that this is even a conversation that has to be had.
Yeah.
Is that you have a team that hasn't paid their players on time in however many pay periods. That is a breach of contract.
Right. And thus that's not in their contract that they have to get paid.
But they said that they would be paid on the first of every month is in their contract.
I mean, I didn't read the contract.
I'm basing it on the article that Daily Dot wrote. I didn't read their contract, so I'm assuming that they have some kind of information, that someone said something that they had, you know, because that was clearly a point of contention, that they were late on their payments. So if you're late on your payments that you've agreed upon and they've signed and you've written in a contract, then that's a breach of contract.
Right.
So how could you even be held and expected to remain on a contract when you've already had it broken? I don't understand how that even starts. I feel like that's like any lawyer, like fresh out of law school, can sit there and say, okay, well, right there, you said you both agreed that this was something that had to be done, and now it's not being done. And so that
who didn't do it? Raise your hand. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
So
you
lose.
Contract.
Yeah, well, it's like who didn't do it? Well, your job was to be paid, and your job was to pay. So were you paid? No. Did you pay? No. Okay. Well, open and shut. I win. You know, listen, Team Huma, players, if you need a lawyer, clearly I understand the law enough to know that when agreement is made and signed in an illegally binding contract, and then that contract is reneged upon, then that's it. It's no longer binding. So I win.
Right.
Help me get my first win in law.
Right.
In court.
Yeah. Adjourned.
Why didn't I concur?
You concur?
Why didn't I concur? So it's sort of a horrible, horrible, horrible situation. It's even worse. It's getting even worse. With Santorin gone, the Bandidos jungler is apparently going to be their new jungler.
The Bandidos jungler.
That's Renegade's other European team.
Oh, okay. I gotcha.
It's Impaler is their jungler.
Yes. Who's pretty good.
Yeah.
You know?
And now apparently they may bench Whirlib for Bandidos top laner. Which why are you working with this team?
Yeah, right? I wouldn't fucking give them anybody. Make them forfeit, man.
Now, right? Also, Cubs, Dentist, and their analyst have also been released.
So they don't have anything.
There's no support staff. So they're it's just four players.
Why are players agreeing to this?
That's what I'm saying.
I don't understand.
Why are you working with them?
Yeah.
Teams, if you're listening to this, stop.
Protect your players.
Protect yourself.
That's your job.
Yeah. You have one job. Protect these kids that you're paying. Hopefully you're paying.
Yeah. And also pay your kids.
Yeah, and also play your team.
Two jobs, really. Yeah.
One job. Well, you'd hope that if you're paying them, you're protecting them because you're paying them.
Right.
You know.
Well, you never know. Europeans are weird.
Europeans are weird, but this guy's not European. He's like Iranian.
Oh, man, he's got that Iran money.
Yeah. Well, no, he doesn't.
His dad doesn't have any fucking money.
Motherfucker has nothing.
Yeah.
Motherfucker, you ain't got shit.
Oh god, it's so dumb. It's frustrating.
Yeah, it's just such a bad situation. Now this had spawned a conversation on Reddit about people saying, "Oh, well, the Challenger scene, these kind of controversies happen all the time, and they're more common than everyone thinks."
Mm-hmm.
So that's a problem.
Right.
That is such a problem, and this is where Riot needs to get involved with these team owners. These team owners need to be interviewed before they're allowed to fucking be team owners.
Yeah.
Like, there needs to be, like, you need to be, like, vetted, investigated, something.
Before you can start a team.
Before you can even be allowed to consider starting a team. If you're like, I want to start a team in the Challenger scene, then Riot has to be like, okay, well, here, present, you have to fill out these paperwork.
Yeah.
And you have to
give me a fucking resume.
Yeah, it should be like applying for a fucking mortgage. Like, sure. You should be able to give, I need 3 months' pay stubs.
Or a business license.
I need 3 months' pay stubs. I need to do a credit check on you. I need to do all the stuff so that everything that you're going to have to do, because here, I'm going to provide you a list of things that you should be thinking about as a team owner. You need to think about housing, potentially. They need to create just some sort of standards and practices for team owners. You know, you can't be going in like
this. This is a thing already.
This isn't the Wild West anymore. This isn't, oh man, esports is this new thing no one ever heard about. No, it's not like that anymore. Now esports is a thing. So now there needs to be standards and practices set up for it, where you get owners of established organizations together and said, when you guys were starting out, what would you need to know? What do you think new owners need to know? It's like, okay, well, this and this and this and this. Set up a whole fucking thing. Riot needs to create a support team for these teams.
Right.
Where they have people that they can contact.
1-800 number.
Yeah, like a contact. Yeah, a group. Yeah, a team designed to, you know, to be, franchise support, where it's like, you can contact us and we can put you into contact with the proper people for certain situations. If you need legal help, you know, here we have these specific lawyers that we know that you could talk with, these firms that you can deal with. If you need contract help, if you need this, that, whatever. This is like no-brainer stuff.
Yeah.
Where if you don't want your teams and players to be taken advantage of in a hardcore way, which they are, you know, this is basic shit where you can have a team owner be like, well, I'm interested in, you know, like fucking on your website, have a subset, you know, I'll have a subsection. So you'd like to start a team.
Right next to careers page.
Yeah, in the fucking little FAQ here. Yeah. You know, go here. Okay, first thing you need, money. Do you have it? If you don't, stop reading.
Like a ton of it, though.
Yeah, like a good amount, and not like $45. Like, if you have just enough money to start a team, then you don't have enough money to start a team.
Right.
Simple point. Simple as that.
Just to play devil's advocate here, because I'm agreeing with everything that you're saying.
Yeah.
Doesn't that raise the barrier of entry into the Challenger Series, like, a lot?
Yeah.
Because, like, the whole...
Yes, it does.
Know, the Riot American Dream is that, you know, you form a group of five members with your friends, and you climb the ladder, and then you get into the Challenger Series, and you get into the LCS,
Let me smack you in the face with the dick of reality. That's not going to happen, because you want to know what?
No bootstraps here?
You know what? When you get you and four of your friends, if you manage to climb the ladder, and for some strange reason you manage to win a bunch of games, you have nothing. You right now are now going into a situation where the people you are playing against are established organizations or backed by money. At least some of them are.
Right.
And you don't have any of that because you got lucky. Let's call it what it is.
So that's gone now. There's no.
I don't think no. There is no no. And I've said that you know the way that CLG and TSM and all these teams started 5, 6, 7 years ago, that doesn't exist anymore. Mm-hmm. Those teams don't exist in today's world. If they started right now.
You just can't do it.
You can't do it because there is a higher bar of entry. And it's very clear that there's a higher bar for entry because all of these teams keep failing at it.
That's a good point, that there's an invisible bar there.
Yeah, there is very clearly a bar that's being set.
If you don't have these things and you do make it into the higher upper echelon of the Challenger Series, you just lose.
Yeah, if you manage to fucking lie and cheat your way to somewhere, eventually it's going to catch up with you. None of these organizations that have run shady businesses have seen any kind of real success. I mean, think about it. Copenhagen Wolves, there was controversy around them. They're not even a fucking team anymore. And if they are, they're not doing anything. Meet Your Makers, same situation. Team Coast, I mean, I love making fun of Team Coast for their fucking shady bullshit practices.
The owners might consider themselves successful.
Yeah, they're successful in being assholes. That's fine. If that's how you're gauging success, that's fine. It doesn't make the organization any less not legitimate.
No.
Or any more, you know what I mean? They're not a legit organization. And if you find yourselves on this team, you're going to find yourselves without a job in 6 months.
Yeah.
Definitely. I mean,
you're going to see your spot sold to them.
Yeah, you're going to, yeah. If you want to play League of Legends so that another team can buy your spot and get and play in the LCS, then by all means, join Team Coast. Yeah.
Just be a mercenary.
Yeah,
if you get a cut of that.
Yeah, understand that you're a mercenary playing for a mercenary team. So when you go into that, you know, your negotiation should be, I know that in 6 months you are going to get rid of everybody on this team and sell this to the highest bidder. So I'm fucking cashing in on this now. If you want my talents, then you're going to have to pay me right the fuck now a lot of money.
Yeah.
I guarantee you I'm better than all of these people. Listen, honestly, if you're a fading pro, so to speak, that's how you keep your career relevant.
Right, or semi-relevant, I guess.
I mean, relevant to the point where you're going to continue to be able to play and make money. Yeah.
As long as you're drawing a paycheck.
Yeah, you know what? Be like, I still want to play competitive league. I don't want to play solo queue and stream like QDiePie does, despite making a ton of money. I want to play competitively. I enjoy the competitive flair. So,
also, I'm not funny.
Yeah. So. You know, so I'm not funny or amusing to watch on stream. So I'm going to make money this way because I know I'm better than 75% of the people that are in this challenger scene. So I'll be your mercenary. Give me a 6 month contract. Don't even give me a contract. I'll stick around. Wow. We'll make a deal where you're going to pay me this money, and this is how the contract is going to go. You're going to pay me $6,000, and I'm going to be with you for 6 months. $1,000 a month where you get this much of me per game.
Exactly.
And if we don't win, then the contract is done. That's it.
Yeah. And you're already paid. It's over.
It's a mercenary. Yeah. It's a merc job.
Feelings.
And that's fine, but do you really want to start a league where you're going to, where you're clearly saying that mercenaries are okay?
No, that's hamstring the teams that are coming into
exactly
from
but,
the get go.
Yeah,
you know?
but back to this of you know, with this invisible bar and Riot needing to set something up. They need to, you know, there needs to be a hand in before these teams are being set up. There needs to be, like I said, some sort of an interview process or some sort of a you know, welcome to the Challenger Series. You'll get, you know, in the next few months. Yeah, an orientation, like when you're going to college. You know what I mean? There needs to be something that's put in place where these owners can, one, know what they're getting into.
Right.
Two, have resources at their disposal to help them along the way when they're first starting out. I mean, when we had Chris on our show, all he did was talk about how he picked the brain of all these different owners and different teams before he started because he didn't know what he was doing.
And there were no real answers.
And then no. And no. I mean, exactly. Nobody wanted to give him their answers because nobody wants to give away the secret sauce, as it were, because they have their own way of taking care of business and shit.
Semen.
Yeah.
Sauce. Yeah.
Yes.
Just is.
Thank you.
Not a secret.
Yeah.
That's not a secret.
Surprise. Yeah. Cat's out of the bag. So, but the thing is that he's doing what a lot of these other owners aren't doing.
Yeah, at least he's putting the legwork in.
I mean, look at the teams that didn't start on a shoestring budget run by a shady guy and like look at who is
Michael
it?
Fox?
No, not Echo Fox. Well, Echo Fox is a good example, but I was going to say Immortals is the better example.
Immortals, yeah.
They have a full support staff. Lots of money coming in. Lots of money to start before they had anything.
Before they signed anybody, they have a budget.
Yeah,
a
before they...
budget.
Exactly. They had this huge, you know... Put my phone in my pocket. They had this huge budget, and we're like, okay, now that we have the money... And we're going to have no problems paying for players. We're going to find these right players, and then we're going to pay them. This is how we're going to win. And they did.
Yep.
They did it the right way.
That's
Again, I don't love the fact that they bought their way into the challenge, into the LCS without actually playing. That's neither here nor there. But whatever. And look, they're in first place.
It's what happens when the players are allowed to focus on just playing.
Exactly.
This is the caliber of play that you get out of it.
Exactly. Yeah. When you take care of a player's needs, all of their needs, financially, you know, I don't want to say emotionally, but you know, you put them at ease.
Emotionally,
yeah, you put them at ease because they're kids. You let them do what they do, and what Immortals does is win.
Yep.
Maybe not every game.
Not now.
Now I don't hate them as much.
I hate them still a little bit.
I still hate them, but just less.
Yeah, I thought, this is a little sidetrack, I thought I was becoming a CLG fan again, and then I saw that Hotshot reaction video, totally ruined it.
There was a Hotshot reaction video, I'm really glad I didn't watch it.
It was the post-game interview when they were interviewing Afro, and they cut it short to interview Hi.
Oh.
And it was just, and then there's that Reddit thread about how CLG is being snubbed because they're not getting any
cool saw videos. That, fuck that.
And like, no,
shut the fuck up.
You just shut, fucking shut it, man.
Yeah, shut him out, shut up.
You're sounding very stupid.
You sound stupid.
Yeah.
Shut your mouth.
Still not a fan. I'm over it.
Yeah.
I thought some of that Ember was coming back, and it's not.
Maybe you should be a fan of Team Ember.
Maybe. We'll see how they do.
So
only if they win.
Only if they win.
Yeah.
I only support winners.
Yeah.
That's it. So yeah, I don't know. It's going to be a very weird. The whole Challenger scene is a very weird. World.
It's a fucking clown fiesta.
It is a clown fiesta.
I know that's getting overused, but I like it a lot.
It works.
Yeah.
In this situation, it works.
It's a little nicer than shit show.
And the thing is there was a conversation that started because of this on Reddit, like I said, where they said, oh, this happens more in a Challenger season. It shouldn't. If you fancy yourself a professional gamer, an esports athlete, something, whatever connotation you want to throw in front of it, where playing video games is going to be your main source of fucking money. Number one, your shelf life is 3 to 4 years.
Yeah.
So if you're going to do it, number one, you need to cash in on it right now. Number two, if you plan on cashing in on it right now, please fucking Christ, take it seriously.
And get a lawyer.
Get a goddamn fucking lawyer. And I had said that, and I got downvoted as shit about it, but I had said that if you're going to take yourself, if this is a viable career option for you, and you know, the 1% of people that do this, that it is a viable career option for, take it seriously, because a career is something to be taken seriously. Just because somebody says, I'm going to pay you some money so you play for my team, dude, that's you're taking the candy and going in the van. I hope you don't enjoy the current size of your butthole, because it's about to get bigger. No, it's not a nice van. Yeah. Just because there's a wizard painted on the outside of it doesn't mean that it's cool, that this guy is cool. No, because he's going to rape you for everything you're worth. He doesn't know what he's doing. So you need to cover your own ass. Have a fucking lawyer look at the contract. Have someone smarter than you look at the contract. Not your mother or your father, unless both of them or one of them happens to be a lawyer.
Yeah.
But that's the key word. And I said all that, and somebody goes, oh, well, some teams, you know, say that they pass over players that do that. Well, if you covering your ass professionally in something that you deem as a career path is going to get you passed over by an organization, that's not an organization you want to work for. They probably use Hitler quotes.
That's how you wind up in a Huma situation.
Exactly. That's how you wind up with one of these teams where the owner is fucking the general manager and she makes wild, outlandish promises for you that your team's going to make all this money, and then you don't and she leaves and your team doesn't pay you. Then you get in these situations. Because
Do you think they broke up?
I don't care.
I'm sad.
He probably had like 12 girlfriends anyway. You know, it's.
Well, I hope that relationship's okay.
Really? I hope they're doing well. Really,
yeah, if they're doing okay.
Was it true love?
Long distance is hard to do.
No, I know. It's not easy.
I just thought about that. No one's asking the hard questions.
Yeah, no one's hitting the real questions here. Did he get her a ring? Did he put a ring on it? I don't think he did.
Then who cares?
I don't think there was any rings put on anything. So now Santorin's on Ember and they've got Golden Glue.
That could be a good team.
Probably won't be.
You know what's going to happen. They're going to have one bad game, and they're going to bench Golden Glue.
They're going to replace Golden Glue with Skara.
Every time. Oh, that poor kid.
Yeah, Golden Glue's had a shit fucking... I don't want to say a shit career, but he's just been just rife with bad luck.
Yeah, an unfortunate career.
Yeah. You know,
every time something goes bad, he's always the first one to blame, too.
Right.
Sorry, man. Play better.
Sorry, dude.
Use it. Use that rage. Use that nerd rage.
Nerd rage! All right.
Does that wrap us up? Did you have anything else?
No, I think that's actually pretty good.
We covered Dominion.
Covered Hitler. Rarely do you get to see that on this show, right?
Covered the Huma shit show.
That Huma disaster.
Oh, man, his next team should be the Huma shit shows.
Right? Yeah, I don't know if they can use that name. I don't know if maybe not. Oh, there was actually one more thing, which was just interesting. It happened today. This is just a kind of a blurb. It's more of an LCS thing. So Giants Gaming, kind of the disaster that they are, you know, 2-12, last place, replaced three people on their team today.
Yowza.
Yeah. So Adam, BetJunkie, and Audrey all were replaced. That's your ADC, your top laner, and your jungler. Your jungler who replaced your last jungler, by the way. So they replaced them. So replacing them is this guy, Sonstar. Mm-hmm. He's replacing Audrey at AD carry. Smitty J, who is kicked off of Dignitas for being a jerk-off, is their top laner. Their top laner. And their jungler is Wisdom.
Really?
Yes. Who, in case these people don't know who Wisdom is, it's your former Ku Tigers jungler, Wisdom.
Yeah, he was good, too.
Who's very, very good.
Now, wasn't Giants supposed to be, like, the all-Spanish team? Like, that was kind of their whole...
Well, they were all Spanish. They had Whirlib and Pepe and Audrey, and I guess it was Frederick. Is that who their AD, who their jungler or support is? Frederick?
I don't know.
Am I thinking of
the were supposed to be all Spanish. Anyways.
Godfred, not Frederick. Godfred.
I don't know how bringing in a Korean ringer is going
to
do.
Two Korean ringers. Sonstar is Korean as well. Oh. Sorry, I forgot to mention.
Two Korean ringers.
Yeah. Sonstar was on Incredible Miracle.
And they think it's going to fix all their problems.
Let's be fair. Right off the bat, I'm sure Sonstar is a better AD carry than Audrey is. No offense to Audrey, but he wasn't very good. And Wisdom, there's no argument. He's better than every jungler that they've had.
Yeah, that's true.
Smitty J, I don't know what to think of. He's an okay
player.
What
they're going to have to do, they're going to have to let these Koreans run the show and then just kind of follow them, right?
Yeah.
But that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
No way.
It's going to be very interesting, though. But as they're comprised right now, their roster doesn't look bad.
Right.
I mean, Smitty J, there's worse top laners. There's not many better junglers right now.
Yeah.
Pepe's not a terrible mid laner.
Just needs a haircut.
Yeah, I don't know enough about Sonstar, but if he played for Incredible Miracle, he had to be pretty good.
Yeah. I mean, we'll see. We'll see how it goes.
I mean, they're 2-12. They're not going to be able to do a lot.
They got nothing to lose.
You know, you're really, right now, they did this literally playing for their lives so that they can come back for the summer split.
Yeah.
Because I'm pretty sure they don't have a chance.
I don't think they're making it into the playoff bracket.
I don't think they have a chance to make it to the playoffs. Yeah. Off the top of my head, I think that they're they can't. Okay, they can't get further than, I don't know, because they're 2-12, and 7th place is 4-10. But I don't know what their individual record against those teams are.
Yeah. Because so they might be able to, but I mean, I doubt it.
Because you have four more games left.
Right.
So, although, if Elements and Splice, who are both at 4-10, go 0-4 and both end up 4-14, and Giants ends up, 6-12 because they 4-0'd, then they're in. It doesn't matter. Then they're in that place. Doesn't matter what your records are against each other because it's no longer a tie. You're just better.
Yeah, but they're not going to go
for it. It's highly unlikely that they're going to, but I'm just saying. I'm just saying, it's there.
Yeah.
They're playing for their lives right now. So it's very interesting. It could be very interesting. I just wanted to make that little blurb because Giants Gaming is, I guess we'll call that going for it.
I just know that I've only won one fantasy game this season.
Yeah, you're awful.
But it was against the guy that's in first place right now.
Really?
So if he wins, then I'm the league champion.
Wait, you beat the vehicle too?
Yes.
Well,
his one loss.
He's got two losses. He lost this past week.
Oh. Well, one of his losses was against me.
Yeah, he beat...
So, suck it.
Yeah, he beat Fluffy Pessimism. Or Fluffy Pessimism beat him this week. Sorry if I'm throwing out names.
But my loss this week pretty much put me in last place because I lost to the other person that was in last place.
Yes, you are now the worst team in league. I'm tied for first place.
Hot dog.
Tied for first place, except it's a rapid descent now. I've lost the last 2 weeks in a row.
Uh-oh.
And I am playing...
You should have fucking held on to Dardock, man.
Yeah, right?
You messed up.
I didn't realize that everything with the wheels were going to fall off.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm playing against the 5th place team.
Well, let's wrap up the show.
Alrighty. As always, thank you guys again for taking part in this. We have some stuff planned for the lull that eventually will be between playoffs and the regular season.
Might have a special guest coming up.
We'll see. We'll see. We might have some stuff happen. There's some stuff coming up the pipeline, but thank you guys again. As always, I am, of course, Captain Hooks.